Welcome back to another season of Formula One and season three of Points to Podiums podcast. I'm Lori Hemmett.
I'm Nolan Hemmett.
I'm Callan Nealon.
After a very long break, fellas, the excitement is so palpable, and it's thrilling to be back in the driver's seat for another season of Formula One.
Yay! Yes. Season three. So excited.
Yes.
Ready to be back. Really exciting. This year, we're going to take you on a full throttle journey through the season, previewing all 10 teams as we lead up to round one in Bahrain. Don't forget, that's on a Saturday here in the United States.
Yes, I got to remember that.
What time is it at?
It's at a time on Saturday. I can't remember right now, but
we'll get back to
not
you.
Not prepared.
We'll dive deep tonight into the heart of the action, analyzing driver pairings, team development, and the tech that could tilt the scales. So let's get into another Formula One season and witness the history unfold. How does it feel to be back, everybody?
Feels great. I mean, we took a little hiatus there for a little while, but
It does feel good to be back.
No, it feels really good. I'm excited.
Yeah. I am super excited.
The off season just, it goes by really quick, and all of a sudden we're back, and it feels really good. Yes. And I'm excited.
Very exciting.
I'm just glad to be back in the room and talking about Formula One again. I had somebody say, are you still doing that? And I had to say, well, we took a little break.
Oh, we're doing it.
We're starting back
up. We're going hard this year.
We're all in.
So we're all in.
We're committed. Now.
Yeah.
Now
we let's wait till we get like to round 17 or something. And then
No.
Keep us in check. Keep us in check. But yeah. we'll have stuff for you.
We won't let life get in the way this time. We've all been quite busy with lots of endeavors.
We'll
but
find
now
time.
We're back in the...
All right, should we talk Formula One now?
Formula One. Come on.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to preview some teams, so let's start with the top. Red Bull Racing. Their driver pairing is Max Verstappen and Sergio Perez, led by the Christian Horner, which we all know.
Christian Horner.
We won't bring up his allegations, but we'll just leave that to the investigation. But
it already
I haven't
begins.
Really heard much about that, honestly.
I don't really want to talk much about it because there's really not much that has been reported. So I don't want to like draw at strings.
It's just going to be like a weird lingering thing.
Yeah. I mean,
for the next
They're going on as business as usual. So I think we should do the same. So here we are.
I agree.
2023 for Red Bull. I mean, kind of a boring season because all they did was win, which is such a flex.
it was also just not very exciting.
But yeah, they won 21 out of the 22 races last year. Max Verstappen firmly cementing himself as one of the greatest Formula One drivers of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here we are in 2024. Yeah. A lot of people think that they were just going to leave the car the same. And Adrian Newey was just going to ride the coattails of his dominant season last year. Boy, were we wrong.
Not the case, huh?
No. Other than
tell us about it.
The livery has changed basically none. That's the only thing that really hasn't changed.
I don't know.
Well, it's a good looking car.
It is.
Like the Red Bull livery is
and
kind
they've been
of
winning
iconic
with it, so
now.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So why not just keep it the same?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean there are some like really cool.
It's a little more smooth this year.
Like
first looking at it.
Yeah, it's really, really sleek. But but they have radically changed their...
Technically, though, tell us about
their,
it.
Their side pod design is completely different. It more looks like that Mercedes from 2022 with that zero side pod design. Because they had the... For the longest time, they were developing that letterbox-styled side pod design with, like, the big underbite lip. And then now they have completely reversed that, and they have gone for a more open, more, like, concave-style side pod.
And that kind of just threw everyone for a loop.
Yeah.
I mean, Adrian Newey, once again, just...
I need to read his book, but he has a book about how to build an F1 car.
Right when everyone thinks they're catching up, here we go again.
Yeah.
Red Bull.
I remember watching the Red Bull, like, car launch, and I was like... among, like... I remember, like, all the other teams were probably like, oh, wow, okay. Mm-hmm. This is concerning. their testing times have been absolutely stupendous so far.
They're fast. So
the car is extremely quick already.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just going to be another year of catch up that people have to do with Adrian Newey and Red Bull. Honestly,
yeah.
Maybe we'll get like a couple years ago. a couple technical problems at the beginning of the year and have a little bit of stability in the standings to start.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I know that Red Bull will inevitably run away with it, I'm sure, after a while. But hey, let's see if we can get some competition to start the season.
Yeah, and so, that, I mean, this
no car is ever perfect.
This car development comes from, yeah, no, yeah. This car development comes from.
There's a few teams that can say that.
I know.
Yeah, but.
Speak too soon.
But this car development comes from, I mean, they breached the cost cap last year or 2 years ago. So they've had the least amount of tunnel time out of any team, and they still went on to have the most dominant season in recent history for Formula One. F1 projects, F1 car projects aren't just a year standing. They take a year, 2 years, 3 years, sometimes mm-hmm. even to produce or develop. So, I mean, Adrian Newey's this new design, like if he's able to squeeze more performance out of that car, I mean, that's a scary thought.
Yeah, no kidding.
But he doesn't, Adrian Newey, I mean, his track record is, there's not a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. So I'm scared if I'm another team. Like I have to, like you, if I'm Toto Wolff, if I'm Fred Vasseur, and I have spent my whole offseason trying to develop a car that looks like the RB19, that has that letterbox shape style side pod, has the pull rod instead of push rod, has any of that rear wing stuff that the previous car had, and then
now
Adrian Newey throws a wrench mm-hmm. at you. Mm-hmm. Like if this thing is as like if it's more dominant, like obviously the expectation is that it has to be as dominant as last year's car, and the other people just have to catch up. I mean, that's a really, like, all my work has gone to nothing. If you're
like, I have to copycatting.
Yeah. So you, I mean, I'm sure the guys
they were
back at the
close. McLaren was getting mm-hmm. close last at the end of the last season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, McLaren was getting close at the end of the year. But yeah, I mean, the question is, can they keep their technical advantage? I know, like. Ferrari was chipping away at that technical advantage. I mean, the upgrade packages of other cars last year did resemble quite a lot of the RB19, which, I mean, why not would you try to
mm-hmm.
emulate that kind of style of side pod, that kind of style of ride? So we'll see what other teams can respond to, or if they're sticking with their kind of their own way, or if they're gonna, like, I don't know how, I mean, it's, since this testing has been so, like, it's really been quite close. So I don't know if that's just Christian Horner and Red Bull, like, trying to dumb down the car a little bit, because we've seen that in the past where cars sandbag a little bit in testing just so they can keep their opponents guessing, per se. Mm-hmm. We've seen that in Braun GP when they came out in 2011 and they really stunned the field. So honestly, I don't think that's the case. I think Red Bull and everyone around Red Bull are going to want to show out what they technically achieved. And, I mean, can't blame them there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be interesting to see what other teams do to respond to round one.
Yeah. And, you know, if that's the case, which it, like, probably will be, I want to see Checo perform a little more consistently this season.
Yep.
I mean, he had everything in line, it seemed like, last season at the beginning, and then just kind of, like, had a long stretch there where he really was quiet and Max was still winning by a minute. So I really want to see some more consistency out of Checo this season. But, you know, when you're talking about the 2 or 3 year plans, that really makes me think of Lewis Hamilton and mm-hmm. Ferrari.
Yeah.
So right.
That definitely was like,
what do they have up their sleeve?
The shock of the preseason, I guess, per se. What in the world has Ferrari been cooking?
I know.
To convince
mm-hmm. they're up to something.
The 7-time world champ
uh-huh.
to switch from his childhood, well, not really childhood, it's McLaren, but Mercedes outfit. Like, he's been with that team for his whole career, basically, his whole championship career. So I don't know if Fred Vasseur is just a sweet-talking French guy or they have a monster under in their midst.
Well, Lewis went on to talk about how much that relationship meant to him and convincing him to come over, but there's got to be something a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got there's a selling point. It'll
yeah,
be
I mean, it's Ferrari.
See.
I mean, that's yep. enough. The history and the tradition and that is enough in itself. But I mean, Lewis is nearing the end of his career. He wouldn't want to go somewhere that he didn't think he could finish off strong.
So. Yeah, he wants to win that eighth title. That's, yep, where, exactly. That's what he's doing at Ferrari. That's the only reason why he's going to Ferrari, is to win that eighth title.
Right.
The guy I feel bad for is Charles Leclerc, because he just signed that like 4-year extension contract. Mm-hmm. And now he's got to play second fiddler to the 7-time world champ. So
that's okay. I think he'll be just fine.
Yeah.
The guy I'm worried about is, well, I'm worried about too, Carlos Sainz and Checo. What's going to happen to those two? I know nothing's been said about Checo, but something's got to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, nothing's said about Checo yet, but I mean, his performances have not been great last year.
It kind of feels like it's been the writing on the wall since, like I said, like the middle of last season almost, or even longer. But
because we cannot have Carlos.
It's just hard when you're up against in a car. Max Verstappen.
I know. You're up against the. Yeah,
and who wants, to be the second driver to Max Verstappen? Nobody.
Nobody does. But yeah, the Ferrari, the SF24, has looked really fast in qualifying, or qualifying in preseason so far. It has been technically the second car that's closer to the Red Bulls. So, I mean, they didn't have a terrible year last year. They did get better with strategy. Their PUs kept exploding, though, which is not good. But they have quelled those mistakes that have plagued them in the past.
Yeah, it feels like Ferrari never really truly got their foot on the ground last season. I mean, we had a couple flashes, but...
Yeah, they had that one win last year.
Right, yeah.
But, I mean, you're trying to compete against one of the most dominant cars, like, right now. So,
but I feel like we saw McLaren get going last year in a way that Ferrari didn't, but we'll see. Let's see what they can do this season. Kind of just an interesting vibe and dynamic with Lewis still at Mercedes for this season. And
this needs to be a really good year for Ferrari
to
make Lewis Hamilton feel good about this.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, what happens if Ferrari just dive bombs?
I know.
Oh, well, it depends on what mistakes have been made, because, you know, historically we know that it's been a mix of driver and team strat and team calls.
And what if the Mercedes shocks everyone and ends up being super fast mid-season,
and
Lewis gets
gosh.
Multiple wins this season? That would be exciting too. So
you never know.
Let's cross our fingers for some exciting things and some exciting stories. Yep. But
I mean, because Leclerc has to go completely full force, because he's got to get picked up, and so he can't do anything but just drive like crazy.
Well, he's been star boy at Ferrari for
four or five years now.
So for him to go from I'm an established driver on this team to have to compete against the best driver possibly to ever race in a car. That's pretty daunting.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to really like show up.
So what about Carlos Sainz?
I feel like he will.
Where's Sainz going to go?
Great question.
I know.
I think he'll go back down to Sauber, honestly.
Interesting.
Or fill in somewhere. Cause I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
The driver lineup in the next couple of years will be interesting.
I don't think he'll get promoted to that. To a vacant like Mercedes seat or anything.
That would just be weird.
That'd be a weird flip-flop. Swap.
That would be a crazy flip-flop.
If you're Mercedes and you're looking at a driver to replace Lewis Hamilton, you got to replace Lewis Hamilton.
I know.
Carlos Sainz is definitely a great driver, but I mean, there are others on the field that could fit that role better.
It is going to be nuts. I can't wait for those announcements to come out. But
yeah,
cannot wait to see how
13
this is
or 14
unfold.
Drivers this year that are out of contract after the end of this year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's going to be nuts.
So we're going to get move on move. Probably, I mean, in the summer break, they'll be announced. Like, it's going to be
turn leads to a lot of really competitive racing this season.
Right. Yeah. That's
and
what I was going to say too.
There are some rookies like Ollie Bearman, the Ferrari Academy driver. There's Liam Lawson, who got in AlphaTauri last year, looked really well. There's I'm forgetting his last name, but Tomaselli, I believe his name is, a Mercedes Academy kid who's probably going to get a call up to Williams next year. I think that's his name, Tomaselli. I don't remember his first name.
I'm not sure.
Blinking on me.
Is there any chance of any of these older drivers maybe throwing in the towel, retiring, saying I'm done? I wouldn't
be surprised.
Like a Valtteri Bottas or...
Yeah, I don't know. It's just going to have to play out.
It'll just be so interesting. Alonso still in the mix.
Alonso will still be in the mix.
He could be in the mix for Mercedes.
I think he's the top. If I'm Toto Wolff, I'm circling the resume of Fernando Alonso.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you saw what he did when Aston Martin was.
If you want world championship experience, who else are you going to get that from on the grid?
Nobody right now.
Nobody right now, right.
That one option
it's just going to be so interesting.
And Alonso's going to know that. I mean, he knows that his contract's up after this year. Depending on the development of this Aston Martin, it doesn't look like it's as strong of a car as it was last year at the beginning, but we know the Strolls, how freaking ambitious they are, so who knows?
I wonder where that car... Well, we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. Mercedes, a great livery, by the way, too. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, Mercedes
looks
good.
Gorgeous car.
I like that car.
Sleek.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love it. I love the silver and black.
I like the silver.
Perfect mix of both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been doing that. Yeah. I didn't really like when it was all silver, personally. I don't know. Just the last time they did it.
They've been altering between silver and black liveries, and I think this is like a perfect combination of them both.
I
think it's super slick.
Where are we at?
Well, speaking of potential future Mercedes drivers, Esteban Ocon.
Esteban Ocon in the French outfit.
Do you think that could be?
No. I wrote that on there just because it's an option for Toto Wolff at the end of the year. I mean, he's got a good resume, but...
At this point, he's not... You can say anything's an option.
He drove pretty well last year.
Yeah, he was
decent. He had a pretty good season.
Their cars just... The Alpine right now, like the testing, it's been abysmal for them so far.
Oh.
They are ranking with a Haas and a Williams they're ranking really low right now. It's not great. It's not going to be a good start to the year for them, I don't think. It's really scary.
What do we know about their new team principal?
Oh, Mr. Bruno Famin.
Mm-hmm.
He was a big... I don't know if you have seen any more of the documentary, The Drive to Survive, but Alpine is like a really big... There's like four episodes on Alpine. It's ridiculous. But like Otmar Szafnár, like he got fired at the end of the year or during like Spa, I want to say.
Right.
And then Bruno Famin, he's like the vice president of Alpine and he just kind of assumed the role. We don't really know. He's never run a Formula One team before. He's never really been in Formula One. Like, doesn't have any really real F1 experience. Like, he was a director for Peugeot Sport and then is the director of operations for the FIA. So, he, like, knows motorsport. He just hasn't been in F1 for that long. So, I mean, it's a new standard. It's a new approach. It's probably going to be the good because that the French outfit has not been great as of recent years. Like, they got a couple podiums last year, but they really wanted to be fighting for those. Like, in 2022, they got, fourth? Like, they beat out... They're best of the rest, so...
Mm-hmm.
Like, they want to be competing for those, that top midfield again. And,
right.
Like, you gotta find some guy to do it. And Bruno Famin, he seems like... I mean, he's another French... He's a French guy, so...
It'll be interesting to see what he brings to the mix. There's a lot of new
names. I also hate this livery, by the way. It's horrible. It's all carbon.
I haven't really liked them for the last couple of years, personally.
They did put some... In testing, they put some more paint on the car because they figured... I guess they were like, oh, no, we have to... Everyone hates our livery. So we have to put more paint. They put a little bit more paint on the car.
I'm always a fan of the pink car. I don't know why they don't just do it. Go all in.
I see the... Like, that was the first real warning sign for me was the launch of this car because... I don't know if this makes no sense, then call me out. But I see when teams put no carbon on the car, yeah, they're saving weight. But it's also like kind of a sign of like, oh no, like our technical, we have to like salvage as much time as possible. Let's just take the paint off the car because we can't produce anything. I don't know. I just see that as a sign of weakness, honestly.
Yeah, just kind of the vibe I'm getting. with Alpine for the whole season right now. Yep. So we'll see how it shakes out for them.
But yeah. It does have a very meh.
Might be kind of a rebuilding year season for them.
Yeah, I think so.
Which is a bummer because my boy Gasly deserves more.
Unless they get some good upgrade packages.
I agree.
Yeah. It's not going to be good.
He deserves more.
It is. I think it's going to be a pretty disastrous start for the year for them. And just with the history that Esteban Ocon and Pierre have, I think they're just going to fight all the time.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be good. I have really bad expectations.
Maybe it'll be good for this team. I hope I'm wrong.
I really hope I'm wrong.
We'll get another four episodes of Drive to Survive.
There's so much about the Alpine on it, but anyway, we'll move on to...
I'm going to start watching that tonight.
Yeah.
You inspired me.
I know. I need to get back into it.
It's not bad. So
I haven't watched the new season yet.
I've watched all but one episode, I think, most of it.
Better than last season?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't hate last season, but it was...
I don't really remember what
happened thrilling. Last season. I know. It was just not very memorable.
The hard part is... It has to be more of a storyline about what's going on in the behind the scenes because the same story is happening in the front of the scenes.
Honestly,
which is Max Verstappen wins every race.
It's a good point. Yeah,
so they gotta drum up some business.
They gotta like find these niche things that they gotta focus on other teams. That, like who wants to say, oh, Max Verstappen wins again?
Exactly.
Like no one wants to see that. So, you know, I mean,
which season just came out? Six or five?
It was six.
Yeah, so season four was kind of a letdown for how exciting that season was. That was the year that Max and Lewis were racing till the very end. And that season of Drive to Survive wasn't, I feel like it didn't capture it that well. Like, maybe that was just me.
Buxton is so ridiculous on this new season, too. He's hilarious, actually.
He's fun to listen to, anyway.
You know, he's kind of a meme now with his, like, Drive to Survive interview, like his quotes that he has.
Oh, funny. I didn't know that. I'm going to have to check it out.
Well, but he's got some good ones now.
I will report back in our Bahrain review.
Yeah.
All right, McLaren, what do you think?
I think this car slays.
I love this car.
I'm glad.
It looks so good, in my opinion.
I was kind of scared, too, because there's a lot of carbon on this car, but like there's no blue.
It blends well.
I was like, oh, I don't like that there's no blue. But now, like a couple weeks later...
There's blue in the tires.
Yeah, the chrome. I actually like that there's no blue. I think it's all papaya looks pretty slick.
Yeah, it's cool.
There's some blue details, which is enough.
I like it.
You can see them.
It looks a little.
I hope it'll
like
be racing
monster.
Towards the front.
Mm-hmm.
I started really getting excited for McLaren mid-season and towards the end of last season. I mean, just the consistency we saw out of Piastri.
Piastri had a great season. Norris was exciting.
Yeah, let's see what they can do this year. Hopefully, here's the thing. I mean, they were god awful to start the season last year.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting how they swung on the pendulum so much. I mean, they went from, I mean, we were shaking our heads, Nolan, those first couple of races. Like, what is going on? I mean, so for them to turn it around that quick, hopefully they can. That's what I was thinking, is just start off stronger this season, and we'll see. You never know what they could come up with.
In Drive to Survive, they made it a huge point where like they were leaning towards like Lando Norris going to Red Bull or something. It was like Christian Horner was like on the phone. I was like, what? No. Okay.
They were like playing it up for the beginning of last season.
Yeah, when they were bad.
And then
Zach Brown and Lando Norris go golfing, and then they're just like, and Zach Brown's like, yeah, we'll fix the car for you. And then it just like, and then there's like, oh, and then we start qualifying well. It's like, okay.
Oh my god.
It's all Zach Brown.
Well, all right. I don't know. That was interesting.
I thought it was just like a weird like, okay. I mean, yeah, of course Christian Horner's gonna be interested in Lando Norris, but he just signed a contract, so he'll be there for a while.
He'll be there for a little bit.
Yep.
Oh yeah, I think he was.
Happy but can there. Norris get his first win? That's what I want to see this year.
I know.
If anything, I want to see this guy get his first win.
Mm-hmm.
If anything,
that's shocking to me that he hasn't won yet.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It doesn't even because
he got
sense.
Second place in silver. Was it silver?
He's still pretty young though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still young. Like 20? Was he 25?
Yeah, I want to say
24, 25, something like that.
Yeah. He is really young, actually. I forget how young he was when I first started getting interested in Formula One. He was like a baby.
Oh, yeah. He was, I want to say he was like 23, mm-hmm. 22 mm-hmm. when he was getting popular top fives. Mm-hmm. So
that would be a fun thing to hope for this season. Let's hope for that. Mm-hmm. Lando Norris gets his first win.
I hope so.
All right, let's take a look at this new car.
The Kick Sauber Steak F1 Team.
No, thank you. I'm out. I don't need to, I have got nothing to do. I don't need to even care about this car.
It's like a Nickelodeon slime.
It does look like
it is.
It got slime.
Exactly.
It got slime.
It's like the Kids' Choice Awards car. I don't like it at all.
I mean, it's bold.
Is it the ghost? It's maybe Ghostbusters, maybe? It's got a little Ghostbuster vibe.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, it'll be.
My God, it does look like the Ghostbusters car. That's kind of wild.
It's, it'll be interesting to see. Just what happens with this all together.
I literally have in my notes for this, I'm like, pretty meh season. Like, mm-hmm.
yeah.
What is there to note that they did at all?
Yeah, nothing.
They were just there for show, which mm-hmm. I really liked the look of the Alfa Romeo, which is what's sad.
Yeah.
So classy.
It was so such nice. An Italian you know, looking. Like,
the burgundy surfer. And like white.
So yeah, it was awesome.
It was mint.
I know. And then they go to this and it looks
in 2 years, they're going to become
steak,
Audi.
Steak,
so.
Steak, steak. It's all over the car.
Yeah, I really like their steak.
Yeah, it's interesting.
How do you think they like it?
Well, this looks cooked.
Well done. So
this is well
it's
done.
It's not well done. It's well done, Bert.
It's well done, but it's not well done.
It's not well done. It's like cooked in a dishwasher.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of cars that don't look great, what about the Aston Martin?
Yeah, it looks exactly the
it
same.
It looks
as
exactly
last
the same. I feel like they didn't do anything. They didn't even try.
No, hey, I think it looks great.
But
I think
I
last
say,
year,
yeah. I don't dislike it. Yeah.
It just didn't even change.
We're just hating out here.
Yeah. I think I'll in defense of Stroll because they do sponsor our podcast. Call back from
no
last
defending.
Year.
Stroll.
Just kidding.
Oh, that's right. We're
anyway. Oh wait, doesn't he paying us? Remember last yeah. season?
That's if right. anybody
he's writing
that.
Our checks, mm-hmm. so
I don't remember.
We
what
love you,
that
Stroll.
Is.
Yeah,
but we talked about that. I don't remember when. Anyway, this I think the car looks great. I mean, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's the Red Bull strategy.
Yeah, so. You're
yeah
right.
Definitely.
I think it was a classy look this year. I think it's an even more classier look this year. They kind of got they have like a matte finish now
okay.
with the green.
So they
so they really, really went off the walls. So really changed it dramatically. But I mean, their
well,
car
kind of the opposite of yeah. McLaren last year. Mm-hmm. Started off hot. A lot of consistency out of Alonso and you know, a lot of podiums, honestly. And then mid-season, end of the season, didn't really
mm-hmm.
hear a lot or see a lot from Aston Martin. So,
yeah, Aston Martin's goal this year is just stay technically competitive. They had a great start last year, as you said, Cal. But I mean, they've got work to do. Like mm-hmm. they've got a RB20, which is super competitive or looking to be. And the tide is rising for the technical, I guess, because everyone was playing catch up last year. So everyone now, I think, has a good idea of what their car is going to do, and that only is going to just lower the times on the timesheet. So if Aston Martin, I mean, we know they've got plenty of money, so we'll see what they've spent it on. They've got, I mean, Alonso for at least another year. I think. Probably just for that for next year, so we'll see what they can do for him, and let's see what they can do for competing for more podiums and they I mean the precedent's been set, so they've got to fight for a win.
Yeah, and they didn't meet their timeline, so they're really got to fight for it.
I think we're in what year three or four of the 5 year plan to win mm-hmm. the world title.
We're getting there. We're like year four, like.
Yeah, we're yeah. This might there. Be year four, or yeah, something like that. Year three or four, but
yeah,
it's already year three of the Points to Podiums podcast.
I know, so that's right. So they're in crunch time.
Oh,
yeah, because it is year four.
Well, we'll see what they can do.
All right, Lawrence, the ball's in your court, buddy. Anyway, thanks for cutting us a check.
I know. Thanks for paying us.
We were not going to get a good one because we didn't really talk very heavy.
We'll get there.
We didn't even mention Lance. Like we're supposed to in our contract. I'm just kidding.
Lance is going to do great this year.
There it is.
Well,
there it is.
I can't
speaking
wait.
Anyway, Haas.
Of someone who got cut, Gunther Steiner.
Yeah.
RIP.
I know. That was a shock. Yeah. I remember my text messages blowing up when that happened. It was crazy.
I'm sad, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
He's been running that team for Haas 7 years, I think, and he has literally nothing to show for it.
I know. Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately.
We had like a tiny bit of momentum a couple years ago. Like, I was really excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we talked about it a lot. And then
plateaued and actually degressed a lot. So. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think it's going to be more of the same this year.
You do? You don't think this new principal is going to
their car
pull out
really
all the stop?
Really slow.
Yeah, interesting.
in testing, after the first day, they were like 1.2 seconds off the pace.
Wow.
From anyone else. Which, granted, they were just doing like a ton of laps, like just to get more laps on the car, but they weren't really doing a whole lot of hot laps. But like that was really concerning to be that far behind. And even after a horrible year last year, you'd think that they and a new boss, like, man, Gene Haas really, I'd be so nervous if I was him. Like there's nothing on the car right now that is working, or at least in testing. And maybe they're sandbagging on purpose just to meme. But
I don't think so.
It is not. I'm really scared for Haas. I'm really scared.
Yeah, there's definitely way more exciting.
It
cars
is very
on the
interesting,
grid
like
right
how
now.
All these cars perform so differently. I don't know.
I do think after this year,
money
either Kevin or Nico is gone.
Yeah, I was gonna say they can't keep these two drivers if they don't perform again.
Yeah,
no way.
Whoever of the two is not performing is gonna get axed because they got
maybe they'll
Ollie Bearman coming in, a rookie. Go. He's actually really good. Ollie Bearman.
Oh,
he's a
where's he F2. From?
Oh, I don't remember. He's another Aussie.
Another
I could
Aussie.
Be wrong. I definitely could.
That
be
That sounds like an Aussie name.
But he's great. He's a Ferrari Academy kid. He's got some promise. So
cool.
I think they'll stick him in the car next year and just see what he does. I'm just more looking forward to what Ayo Komatsu can do, because that team has been established as Gunther Steiner's team forever. I mean. Anyone who's seen the Netflix documentary. Yeah. So I just want to see what kind of approach that he takes to the team. He said in an interview that he doesn't want to be Gunther Steiner. So we'll see. I mean, he's very different from Gunther Steiner. So, I mean, he's got a great resume. So we'll see what he can do.
Yeah,
I read something today that he will appear as a commentator at 7 race weekends this season. So
Gunther Steiner?
Uh-huh.
Seriously?
Don't worry. You'll get your fix.
Oh, that's awesome.
Everyone.
Thank God.
It'll be interesting to hear what he
hopefully
has to
he
say.
Gets a little
I
portion
read
in
his
Drive
book.
To Survive.
He's
yeah, me too.
He's a Surviving the Drive, and that's what it's called. I want to read his book.
I think you sent me that once, like a picture of it. Or I don't know. I can't. I've seen that, though.
I want to read his book.
I want to read that, too.
He has an audio book
whenever
of him reading it.
And oh.
I want to get it just for
that's
that.
That's so him of him.
I want to get it. I want to get it just for that.
That would be interesting. Because
I want to know that. I want to know the context of smash my door.
That's great. Well, here we are with another team with a new principal and a new look and a new name and a new everything.
Talk about identity crisis. My new identity is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Anyway,
talk about this advertise
is, this
galore.
Is a, I know.
If you
want to
talk about one of the worst,
there's a lot going on here.
One of the worst team names in God. Can we say sports history? Can I say that?
Yeah, it's a terrible team.
Visa Cash App RB.
Like, what should we realistically call them
RB.
This season?
RB is what they're going to. They're not even.
But like between us three, what should? Because like I don't want to call them RB.
I'm gonna call them Racing Bulls. That's what like everyone expected them to be called, Racing Bulls. But
yeah, that would
have
been way cooler. That would have been way cooler.
So from now on, I will. Racing Bulls.
I don't know what was ever wrong with AlphaTauri. I loved that name. I thought it was super
what
cool.
was wrong with Toro Rosso? Let's like
right.
be honest.
Let's, right. Oh man, didn't bring in enough money. I guess
it was hard to
Visa.
Say.
Come on, Visa.
I know. I love that Visa got their names.
I do like the
right
blue and
the
red
name.
A lot, though.
The blue, red, and silver is classic. Uh-huh. I will say.
Yeah, the color
scheme's
like cool.
I hope this car is.
It does look like a Red Bull
competitive.
Can. Oh, my goodness.
Looks like a what?
It looks like a sugar-free Red Bull can.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway,
it's like the
V Carb 01,
the Red Bull knockoff.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting. Not.
No, I,
we'll see.
Yeah. There's a new dawn at RB. All new
RB. No, I'm sorry, I can't racing. Get over it. Yet.
I can't.
I'll get used to it. I will. But
there's a new dawn. Racing Bulls.
Racing bulls.
I got to drill that into my brain.
Oh, yeah. Racing Bulls. I like that. Let's stick with that.
Yeah, we're calling them Racing Bulls.
Okay.
Deal. Yeah, there's a new dawn at Racing Bulls.
Not to mention Daniel Ricciardo.
Not to mention yes. Daniel Ricciardo.
And the new boss, Laurent Mekies from the Ferrari garage.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
He was the racing director for Ferrari for forever. It's hard to string all okay. those together.
So he went to the dark side.
Yes.
Interesting.
He went to the Red Bull family.
Yes. I didn't realize that. Enough. That's news to me. It'll be interesting to see how Yuki does in
yes.
this yeah. season, because he's got to do something pretty phenomenal. And I
honestly,
also,
honestly,
you don't think so?
He just needs to do
well,
just a little bit better.
Yeah.
That's all. I think he did yeah. great last year.
Yeah, he did.
I agree. Yeah.
I think he was a standout performer last year. If you want to talk about guys who were, instead of Max Verstappen, who really like exceeded expectations.
Yeah, he was always right there.
Hit that line. He just was limited with the machinery he had on between his feet. But I think he can do good. If he races well against Daniel Ricciardo, he can race. Like he's a great driver. I think he will be just fine.
Interesting. And what will happen with Ricciardo?
What will happen? Well, mm-hmm. he's got to do well. He's got to beat Tsunoda.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he wants to, like,
could
he
this
says,
be his
like,
last season if he doesn't do well? Could they say
no? They'll sign him for a couple so? Years.
And if he does well, could he move on?
Yes, absolutely. Interesting. I think, like, obviously he's back in F1. He his Renault days were not great. His McLaren days were not great. We're going to see the rebirth of the Honey Badger, I believe.
Mm.
And this is his year to, like...
I like it.
Actually, like, this is my year to prove everybody wrong.
Well, that would be fun to watch because I like him so much.
Yeah, this is a much more comfortable spot for him starting a season.
Yeah.
In his seat, his car.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see what he can do.
And it's, yeah.
He's got to fight. He's got to fight hard.
It's not like a joke or anything. Like he's got to, like he's not going to be like in the back. Like they're the Visa Cashab RB car, the V carb. I can't say RB.
The Racing Bulls.
Their car is actually not bad. Like it seems to be an upgrade of last year. Their car wasn't awesome last year, but better in recent years. So I think they're on the up. They're trying hard.
I'll be rooting for them personally.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah, yeah, they're trying really hard to like break away from like the being the sister team or the second team to Red Bull, and hiring a guy like Laurent Mekies is definitely a statement to that.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I mean, we put the pen to paper, and now you got to put the wheels to track and see what you can do in the car.
All right.
Yes.
Last car. Last one.
But not least.
Not at all. The Williams.
Williams, yes.
I'm so excited for Williams this year. So excited.
Is Albon, where is he at on his contract? Is this his last?
That is a great question.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Man.
Because I feel like there's talks of him even going back to Red Bull. Yeah.
I think
that Mercedes seat is going to be open. We'll see.
I know. Like, he's another veteran driver.
Because he has shown what he can do last season.
Yeah.
I mean, he was performing well in that, Williams.
He was.
So, yeah, I'm curious to see where he's at on his contract.
And Sargeant won't make it past the year if he doesn't do well?
He's out until the end of 2025. So he's got another year on the team.
Fair enough.
But, I mean...
He didn't really have too dynamic of a season,
Sargeant?
Did he?
Oh, he was the worst.
It just was.
On the grid by far.
Right.
By far.
It was just like a...
He has to step up.
Yeah.
He has to compete with his teammate, and he has to fight for those lower midfield spots. Like he can't be sitting 20th anymore. Like he'll have those races, but like you're not a rookie anymore. You have to perform, and if you're not performing, then there are other guys that will take your spot. And
certainly,
but we don't have any rookies this year.
No,
not one rookie.
That's
not
interesting.
One new guy.
Wow.
That is interesting. Yeah. I just realized that.
But that's kind of where I really
like James Vowles as the new era guy, the new team principal. He's the youngest guy in the grid, youngest team principal. He's 44, I think.
Ooh, that is young.
So youngest driver lineup and youngest.
Yeah, it's really young. I really liked. There's a great episode in Drive to Survive where they contrast Haas and Williams and how, like, the establishment of Haas for old managerial style and Gunther Steiner, old driver lineup versus the new of James Vowles. And I really like that episode because it highlights that, Haas might have a few established things that could work, but this radical new approach, this radical new investment of Williams happening again, it obviously worked because they were seventh last year. So, the sky's the limit for this team, I think, and they've got a new title sponsor in Komatsu, not affiliated with Io Komatsu in any way.
Oh, interesting.
But
I just put two and two together. Yeah.
Good to know.
But James Vowles is top quality, I think, and I think that he can propel them to even more, and I think they can start to scrap at that midfield, if you want to call it that. I think they can fight for even more points this year.
Well, that will be a really interesting thing to watch for because last year was a little bit of a bust. I mean, Albon did okay, but
Albon did great.
Yeah,
Sargeant did.
Yeah, Albon did.
Yeah, he did. He had some good races.
He's on people's radars for other seats.
If Sargeant doesn't do well, Antonelli is the next guy in line for that. Man, there we are, Bahrain, round.
All right.
I really have to say that it is. Feeling like we just talked about this.
Well, we kind of did.
I mean, honestly,
we only had three episodes.
I know, but it went so fast. I'm sorry. That's just I don't know. I can't believe we're already talking about this again. But
I'm excited.
I'm super excited. Yes. I can't wait to start watching it again.
Like I said, we're gonna.
We're gonna
hammer it hard on the episodes this year, and
it gives me something to look forward to every week.
Me too.
Oh yeah,
it's just fun.
It's fun. Especially with new teams and
this season, last year we had a lot of new faces on new teams, mm-hmm. and this year I feel like we have a lot of new liveries yeah. and
mm-hmm. I'm just yeah,
shake ups.
I just want to see yeah, uh-huh. I'm just a lot, excited a lot of to new. See just so.
The leaderships
and the technicality.
Hopefully, some new winners of races.
Oh please,
too.
I know.
God, I hope
please,
so.
Please, please, so please, 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 please.
Which brings us to our predictions, as I see.
All of us made the same first prediction.
We're all being realistic, okay? Nolan, what do you got?
I don't know.
Well, obviously, I have Max Verstappen in P1 holding the podium.
Obviously? Why is that so obvious?
That's a great... I'm just going on a limb there.
Okay, fair enough.
But he will hoist the first trophy, and he will also hoist the world title again for his fourth.
Are you making that prediction now?
Yes.
Bold
prediction, right? Oh,
that is bold.
Yeah. I mean, come on now.
Anyway. Yeah, his odds to win are already
very high.
So,
but
who's your two?
It's okay.
Two and three, the Ferrari pair of Carlos Sainz and Charles Leclerc.
So you think Ferraris are going to get 2-3? Nice.
I do. I think it'll be a statement race for them.
Your boy Checo is not even in the mix? Oh, boy.
I think they usually have a decent race at Bahrain.
I'm gonna say Checo makes a mistake and he locks up or something.
Oh my god, if he does, that's just gonna be
and
tragic.
And doesn't finish.
Seems like
no,
that's
he'll finish.
His
okay,
MO.
He'll finish, but he'll get passed by
be like P,
by both of them.
P what 18?
No, he'll get points, but he'll probably get I'm gonna say he gets fourth. But I do think that
I just want
Ferrari
him to start
a strong car.
We'll see.
I do think Ferrari is a strong car, and I think that this will be a statement to them to say, here's what we're going to do next year with Lewis Hamilton at the helm. And the driver of the day, obviously, Carlos Sainz, because who doesn't like Carlos Sainz?
I know. He's such a great guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't stop listening.
There's no such thing as a Carlos Sainz hater.
Yeah. Come on now.
How can you be? He's the nicest guy.
Yeah. No way. It's not possible.
All right, Lori, what do you got for your predictions here?
Well, not shocking that I have Max first, But I have Lewis second. I think he's got something. He's going to drive. I think this year he's going to drive with a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Because I think he's going to have something to prove. Like, he wants to leave Mercedes, like, going, see?
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I like that.
So I think he's going to go all out. And not that he doesn't always, but I just think he's going to be a different headspace. And when he's in that headspace, I think he's hard to beat. And I think I always have to put Charles Leclerc in like my top three because I just think he's adorable and I love his. Notice I didn't put Pierre anywhere here, who's my actual boy, but
he won't get anywhere near
driver of the day. Could have been Pierre.
I know. There you go. I could have had Pierre as my driver of the day, but I do have Lewis as the driver of the day just because I want to see what kind of moxie he comes out with this weekend, and then I'll see if I feel the same way after Bahrain. But I don't know. I'm not a huge Lewis Hamilton fan, so I'm not saying that I want all that to go down. I just think he's a competitor, and I also think he likes to make a statement. So I think that's where he's going to be.
All right. Well, I also have Max Verstappen as my number one because, you know, I like to be correct. So
can't argue with the president.
But I shook it up with number two. Put Lando Norris.
I love that.
Number two. So
cheeky.
I'm going to be really rooting for McLaren this year. So I want to see them get off to a much better start this season than they did last year. So hopefully Lando can follow through on that. And then I also have Carlos Sainz at number three because, like we all said, who doesn't love Carlos Sainz?
I know. He's such a
And, you know, same with him. He's going to be driving with a chip on his shoulder kind of because, you know, here comes, I mean, he can't argue with Lewis Hamilton, you know, if they're replacing him with somebody else, then that's one thing. He can argue with that, but can't really argue with Lewis Hamilton. Yeah. So
it's now time to build your resume. Well, I mean, he already has one, but like...
Yeah, he's got to prove a point.
Right. And then driver of the day, Lando Norris as well, because I think he'll pass some people to get to that second place. So, and have a great race. So we'll see how that shakes out in Bahrain.
Awesome. All right. Well...
Man, I can't believe it's already... like this weekend.
Yeah, by the time everyone's listening, we are less than a week away. So,
yep.
So exciting.
We sure are.
All right, guys. Well, cannot wait to tackle this season with you all on our Points to Podiums podcast. And let's go Formula One.
Let's go.
Let's go Bahrain.
Bahrain.
Max Verstappen, already going to win.
Okay. We'll see you next time.